dash through the archetype through a wrenching turn, a combo of hard acceleration by the mech and a shot from the distortion cannon. He'd gotten damn good at using the weapon to help the mech maneuver, the sudden sharp pulses of gravitation giving it an extra pull and accentuating his maneuvers. It threw off the Harbinger's firing solution enough that the massive blast of energy from its chest cannon missed him by at least a click, close enough that it registered as a surge of heat and radiation against the archetype's feet and legs. The enemy mech spun, trying to track Dash as he maneuvered, but he knew the chest cannon had a long recharge cycle, at least 5 seconds. He began to count in his head. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. He somersaulted the archetype and drove hard again in a random lateral direction. Again, the Harbinger missed. If the enemy mech had had teeth, it would probably be gnashing them in raw frustration by now. Dash grinned and checked the range. Each one of his unpredictable random dodges was calculated to not just jing hard side to side, but to close slightly with each zig and zag. To prove its own aim, the Harbinger had slowed, letting Dash gain. He entered that sweet spot for the Darklands, the range band where it fired with maximum effect, not far enough to attenuate its impact, and not so close that the beam hadn't stabilized fully and wasted power as radiant heat. He fired and was grimly satisfied to land a solid hit on the Harbinger. It staggered and spun around as the mech was shaken down to its quantum bones. Dash streaked in for the kill while he had the chance. As he did, he checked on the second Harbinger, the one he'd already damaged. It raced on, well ahead, trailing a vaporous wake of gases and shimmering globules of fluids. It seemed to be aimed at a big, icy planet orbiting the nearby star, one marked as uninhabited on the stellar charts. Fine. It wasn't posing a threat, so Dash ignored it for the moment, concentrating on the Harbinger he'd just hit. Sentinel had tweaked the Dark Lance to make it more effective against the enemy mech's dark metal-infused armor, but Dash still aimed carefully, selecting the legs as his target. The archetype's fire control system, now also upgraded, instantly turned his intent into a firing solution. He fired the Dark Lance, expecting another disabling hit, bringing the Harbinger incrementally closer to defeat. Instead, it simply exploded. Dash blinked. Whoa, what the hell happened? Uncertain, Sentinel said. The first hit must have done more damage than it appeared. Yeah, no kidding. Dash veered the archetype, avoiding the expanding cloud of debris that had been the Harbinger. I mean, compared to the first time we fought one of these things, this has been, and I probably shouldn't even say this so I don't jinx it, this has been easy. Jinx it? Dash smiled. Yeah, if you say something out loud about a situation that's good, you might cause it to turn bad. How is that possible? Is there some sort of telepathic influence involved that can alter reality? Dash laughed. Right on cue. What do you mean? I knew you were going to say something like that. Wonder what the hell I was talking about and if I meant something literal. Ah, this was an idiom. More like a bit of superstition. It's along the lines of, if you manage to pay your bills and have some credits left over, don't mention it in front of the fusion drive because it'll break down. That does not follow known human logic. Not one bit, Dash agreed, but his laughter faded as he took in the second Harbinger's trajectory. Speaking of things that don't follow, what the hell is he up to? He looks like he intends to just fall right into the planet's atmosphere. Could there be a golden outpost or something on the surface? Very unlikely. There are no dark metal signatures. Sentinel cut off abruptly, a sign she'd noticed something else and was evaluating it. Dash just waited. There are, however, weak power emanations from the planet. They cycle at a constant frequency, suggesting they may not be natural. Huh. Well, I don't want to let that bastard get away anyway, so let's kill two birds here, shall we? Kill two? I'll explain later, Dash said, chuckling and shaking his head. Dash decelerated the archetype, but kept it on the track that would bring it into the planet's atmosphere. The loss of velocity meant the mech would steepen its angle of entry, which would have been a problem in the slipwing or any other conventional ship. For the archetype, though, it was barely an inconvenience. I'm seeing intermittent signals at best, Dash said, frowning at the heads up. He's down there, but whatever crap is in the atmosphere is getting in the way, isn't it? Yes, the planet is too cold to maintain water in liquid form, especially near the top of its atmosphere, so there is considerable windborne particulate ice attenuating the sensor returns.